Welcome to another episode of Fed Ninjas. And today we have a question from the audience, which is this: how to prepare for starting into federal SaaS cloud authorization using FedRAMP. I'm grateful for that question because I know that there's a number of people that are wondering the same thing. And Eric, I know that people have come up to you and asked you similar questions. There's different types of responses. I mean, what can I get away with? What do I absolutely need to have? And in this case, this is really something that you don't want to skimp on.
Yes, Maurice, I want to provide on this particular session some information value to our listeners, because this could mean a decision point whether they decide, look, I want to sell my SaaS application into federal government, or it looks too hard, I don't want to do it. And we just talked to somebody the other day that said that. It's like, oh, we looked at the paperwork and this process, it's too hard. Hopefully we can be able to help with that, to explain the process a little bit and dissect it and give it manageable chunks to people to understand, because I think that's a big part, is not understanding it. And also, a lot of people think, okay, this is only for large companies, and that's not the way it's designed. Also, small companies with SaaS should be able to participate in this process to get an authorization to be able to have their product sold within federal cloud and to agencies. And so we'll talk about that a little bit, but more focused into, how do I even get started into this process? What do I need to do?
In one of the first podcasts, matter of fact, I think it was our first podcast, you brought up something like a 400-page document on getting into this stuff. I could definitely see why it would be so intimidating to even get started. So how do you make that into bite-sized chunks? And what's the first step in the process, or what can I expect to get my hands into? And please make it simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is where a lot of people find out what federal cloud authorization entails. And so luckily, there's some really great documentation that FedRAMP.gov maintains, and they update it all the time, and it's fantastic. And it has NIST 853 as the backbone for this documentation. However, a lot of these companies, they're familiar with other compliance and attestations, such as certifications and attestations, such as SOC 1, SOC 2, ISO 27001, PCI, or other. When they go to the site to look at the templates and they download, let's say, the moderate baseline system security plan, or SSP, and they read it, look at it, and they say, wow, I've got to fill out all of this. Now, luckily, one thing that's been really great that the FedRAMP people have done is take out the security controls questions out of the system security plan and put them as a separate attachment document. That makes it less cumbersome and a smaller document as a whole in the system security plan. Here's how to simplify the process. Yes, in order to be accepted into that process that FedRAMP.gov has laid out, you need to be able to build a draft package. And what that means is that's your system security plan and all of the attachments, such as an incident response plan, disaster recovery, IT contingency plan, and some of these others. So there's roughly 12 to 15 attachments to this system security plan. But we mentioned one of the really big ones, and that was the security controls assessment, where you go through all of the control families and you answer all of these questions. What this entails, and I've done this quite a few times, you sit down with the technical folks that take care of the application. Might be a DevOps person, a software engineer who writes the code, a security person who takes care of security for the cloud system, network engineers, and so forth. And so you bring them in at different times, depending on the type of questions that you have. And so doing this at a very large company for multiple cloud systems to get them ready for FedRAMP, I was part of a team that developed this system, where we would do the security controls questions in about 4 days. So we were asking and answering questions for roughly over 50 of these a day. And it took a while. It was long, grueling sessions. But what was really cool is afterwards, everybody said, wow, now we're on the same page. We all thought this thing, kind of our little pieces, worked differently. Now we know what everybody else is doing. And so it was documented, which was a side benefit. But back to the question of, how do I make this simple? Yes, you've got to do that draft documentation. You've got to fill all that out. That could take you anywhere from, if you get right on it with everybody with some sort of automation or help with consultants, you might be able to do that in 2 months. That's super fast to document your entire system. And here's the big part. You got to have the availability of all those people who can answer the question. questions. If you don't, you can't just guess. That's not going to work. And then you have your draft system security plan package, including all of those attachments. Well, then the other part is you're probably not looking to sell this to a government agency unless you have interest from a government agency wanting to use your cloud system. And so with that, you have a customer, and a customer is going to say, yes, I want to be able to use this. This is going to make my business processes easier using your cloud SaaS. That way I don't have to maintain my own IT infrastructure and my people to run it. It's going to be great. It's going to be easier to use. And so you've got a customer that wants to buy it, but in the contract, it's going to say, you need to get this authorization for federal cloud, which is called FedRAMP. And so that is really the investment. They're saying, okay, Mr. Agency customer, you want to be able to use this. However, with the agreement, we are going to get an authorization. So those two things combined, having that draft system security plan, agreement with the agency, and also being able to use their agency authorizing official, their AO, for the authority to operate. And what that means is whenever you have an IT system, an agency maintains it, and an agency authorizing official looks at the diagrams, the security controls, they look at all of the questions and answers that they have to make sure that this is, that it meets the merit for the users to use it, and then they grant the authority to operate. Well, they do that for their on-premise type systems, but they also watch the FedRAMP process to make sure that that's going to work for their agency. And so that's a very important part, because they're just going to work with FedRAMP to make sure that they're doing the right things. They're going to be aware of the third-party auditor, which in FedRAMP is called a 3PAO, and they're going to be very aware of this, and they're going to read all of this to make sure that, again, it works for their agency. So if you have those two things, then you're ready to apply for a FedRAMP authorization. And you can say, okay, we're going to speak with the FedRAMP Project Management Organization, the PMO, on their site, fedramp.gov. There's a process to be able to do that, to engage with them. You can say, yes, we have an agency that wants to use our service, and we have our draft system security plan and package ready. Those are going to be the two requirements. At that point, you meet with them and you establish some timelines. FedRAMP wants you to get done within about a year once the starting gun goes off. They don't want people just sitting there and kind of kicking the can down the road. They want people to be able to make progress, be prepared for an audit, and all of that cycle that comes with it. And it's basically three phases from that. System security plan cycle, so the documentation of the system, then the security assessment plan, or SAP, the third-party auditor conducts that, builds the documentation, and does the audit. And then it's the security assessment remediation, the SAR phase, in which you remediate to the agency and FedRAMP PMO satisfaction. So once you do that, then you get your authorization. There's a lot of remediation and testing that is done in order to pass an audit. It's not easy because there's a lot of things with a lot of configurations and settings that you have to maintain in order to pass that. That is the process to be able to start your draft package and having an agency that's ready to purchase your FedRAMP compliant SaaS service once you have that agreement. There is another way to do it. You can do the joint authorization board process. That is typically done by large companies who have a service, and they might not necessarily have a customer, or they might, and it takes review from the joint authorization board. So that means it takes time for those personnel who are CIO levels of DHS, DOD, GSA, and others to review your package. And so there's only a certain amount that they can do in a year. It's very hard to get into that type of authorization. You can get to an agency authorization first and then go through a joint authorization board if you choose to do so. Probably don't need to, because you've already got, you know, the agency authorization. So I think really the ones that I've seen be most successful is, yes, get a customer, an agency customer interested, and then have that agreement that you're going to go through that FedRAMP process, because it's been a law since December of 2022 for government agencies to use FedRAMP.
Well, I do have to ask this, because of the nature of getting everything secure, and we have to have all the right people in place, the management commitment and so on, in light of all the remote work that's going on right now, do the people need to be there in person, or can this be done from a Zoom call, or is Teams okay to ensure that the nature of it is not compromised?
So I've done workshops where we have gone through a system security plan and we've done it in person. Works great if you have the time availability. And that's the biggest part. You mentioned management commitment. And so really a good way to go about this when you're doing a workshop to fill out your draft package is to be able to find out a low peak time of when the personnel taking care of the SaaS cloud system are available. So let's say in retail, obviously, probably not December during Christmas holiday is not going to be a good time because they're going to be busy taking care of their cloud system. Also, when they're releasing new code, if they have release schedules. So finding out that low peak time is essential. Then putting a date on the calendar saying, okay, here's a week where we're going to do all of the documentation. So that's a very important part. Now, if you can do it in person, that's great. Having the luxury of being able to sit in a room and do that all day for 4 days. Or if not, yes, you can do that remote. I've done both of these. And as long as you've got that time commitment, so you've got the approval from the managers of the personnel, you've got the willingness from them, of course, to be able to be on the call, to be able to answer those questions, then that's going to be very key early on in building that draft package. But then also, here's one other part. You also get the level of effort of what it's going to take to uplift each of those security controls. And also whether it is low-hanging fruit to fix it, like an easy configuration, or if it's something that's going to take engineering and building of a process or tooling or acquiring other tooling in order to get it to work. That's dependent on complexity of the requirements, but then also it gives you a good idea. It feeds into project management on how much time it's going to take to build a timeline on remediating the items, and also how much money it's going to take in terms of acquiring new technologies to be compliant. So it really helps in that regard on the gap assessment to understand how hard it's going to be to remediate the system and when you're going to be prepared for the audit, because your goal is to remediate everything as good as you can to pass the audit and then prepare yourself as if you're doing an internal audit to make sure that you can pass it.
That's good information. So, Eric, we talked about a number of different things. How would you summarize relevant points?
I think in summary, just 3 points. The first point, having management commitment, understanding it'll cost a little bit of money up front to be able to, number one, have personnel ready and purchase any other capabilities that are needed to get compliant. The second thing is building the draft system security plan and attachments package, having time to be able to do that and drafting it so that you have a decent system security plan where you've answered all the questions. And number three, working with an agency and making sure that you have a customer that's ready to go with you on the FedRAMP process, understanding that you will get FedRAMP authorized and then they can use the cloud service, ready to be accepted into FedRAMP.
Eric, I appreciate the summary. Thank you for making it simple. For those of you that have any other questions, please feel free to contact us at info@fedninjas.com. Take care, and we'll see you in the next episode.